It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Friday, January 7th, 2011. Nerds and geeks on the loose in Las Vegas. The Consumer Electronics Show is this big annual gathering in Las Vegas where gadget makers gather to show off the latest computers, phones, TV, stuff that you might see on shelves in 2011. Marketplace reporter Steve Henn is there. Steve, your head is probably spinning from all the gizmos and bright lights of marquees, but can you help us look big picture here at some of the trends you're seeing?
The biggest trend is impossible to miss. It's tablets. You know, everyone wants to build a tablet that will take on the iPad. Probably the two that are getting the most buzz are the BlackBerry Playbook and Motorola's new Zoom. Both have forward-facing and rear-facing cameras. They're sleek. The other thing we're seeing this year, which was here last year, is 3D. You know, it's a sequel. It's kind of like a horror movie monster.
You can't kill it. It keeps returning from the dead.
That's right. You know, and I'm not convinced there's a case to be made for it. I was talking to a 3D engineer at Technicolor who said it gave him a headache. But, you know, people keep building this stuff, and maybe someday we'll all buy it. You know, sort of the big macro trend that I really like is something an analyst I ran into named Sean Kapton, who's at Econoculture, calls preemptive gratification. So I just love that phrase. Sean says preemptive gratification is all about sort of connected gadgets giving you what you want before you know you want it.
And that's the notion that you don't just operate the technology. The technology does a lot of the work for you. We all remember that from the old days with spell check, right? You spell something wrong, it fixes it for you. But we're seeing a bigger, much bigger expansion of that. A lot of people who have Netflix or Amazon know about the recommendation services or Pandora recommending music. But we're seeing a lot more. And a lot of it's built around the smartphone and around location information. So, for example, I've seen a few companies doing software for smartphones that can sense how quickly you're moving in the car. And if you're going more than, say, 5 miles an hour, the phone's off, right? And that's obviously a huge safety issue. Or they only allow you to operate the phone via voice, and they will read text messages to you. You can reply via voice.
So what examples of what Sean's talking about have you seen around the show?
Well, two of my favorites sort of stretch from cradle to grave. There's a baby monitor that hooks into your iPhone and measures temperature, humidity, and noise, as well as giving you a live feed, even at night, of your baby sleeping in their crib. And it can give you alerts if any of those things change. The other is for sort of the aging baby boomer set. It's a pair of bifocals that have an accelerometer built into the frame. So when you tilt your head down, your prescription goes from distance to reading.
Wow, if only Ben Franklin had those. Well, so what does 2011 look like for me, the consumer? What should we keep our eyes on?
You know, I think we'll see more of these sort of connected devices like that baby monitor, almost an internet of things. Lots of things you don't typically think of, washers or dryers.
The smart kitchen. Are we finally going to get the smart kitchen? We've been hearing about this for years.
LG unveiled a smart kitchen. I'm not sure it will know your milk is sour, but it can tell you if you have a freezer that's on the fritz.
Marketplace's Steve Henn at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. Thanks, Steve.
Sure thing.
Other stories we're following at marketplacetech.org. AT&T says it now has a 4G data network. Not because of any technological breakthrough. They've just decided to start calling their 3G network a 4G network, even though it's the same network. In a related story, I am a giraffe. Apple launched its App Store for Mac computers, the bestseller so far. The same app that's been topping the charts on iPad and iPhone for months, Angry Birds. Just goes to show you, people love smashing birds into buildings full of green pigs. Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a tech story you may have missed.
About Ennio Morricone. You may or may not know his name, but you definitely know his music. Morricone's music has been in movies like The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, Cinema Paradiso, The Untouchables.
He's a titan in music and movies.
And now, cell phones. Morricone, 82 years old, is writing 15 ringtones for the new LG Optimus 2X smartphone.
Morricone writing ringtones. It seems like such a step down, but that phone looks really slick. That's a fancy phone.
So now the big question is Morricone stooping to cell phones, or are cell phones rising to Morricone?
Well, we're only going to know once Clint Eastwood starts directing video game apps. I'd love to see what he does with Angry Birds. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.